the last song, Here I Am, and it starts with I Surrender. I still remember about 5 years ago when I first encountered with this song. It just touched my heart and touched my soul. And it called for the total surrender in order to know better about Jesus Christ. And he also called for a fan, really fan into your heart and burn it inside out. A passion for Jesus' way. And that's really encouraged me a lot. So glad today to can be in a position to proclaim his word. It's really not an easy role. And it's such a great honor, also have a lot of obligation. But I think it's worth it. Life has changed without. From the outward and the inward, right? When I meet in the Jesus Christ and all the difficulty just not an issue anymore. So today we are so glad that we're going to continue our second sermon regarding the spiritual faith. Today we're going to aim particularly with the sermon title is Spiritual Faith of a Woman. Spiritual Faith of a Woman. That's the magic touch. last week we talked about the spiritual faith of a father because it was a Father's Day. And we're going to, based on that and draw on it, and we're going to talk about from different angle, but the same concept about the spiritual faith of a woman. We also talk about faith. What is faith? Is faith is like you are walking on the stream up in the two valley all by yourself, and you try to balance yourself in order to cross the valley from one end to the other end. Is this the faith we are talking about? Or a faith is a belief that whatever happened today, maybe it's a crowding day, it's a storming day, but you have a strong hint inside your heart that as long as you keep hanging there, it's going to be the sunny day soon. Is this the faith we are talking about? Last week, we have a particular fill the blank. We talk about is faith, is a superstition, is a black magic, or is a faith, is a blindness, which you ignore all the reality in front of you. Is it the faith we're talking about? Our faith is a feeling, is a sensation, is a spiritual medication, a drug for you, right? To let you temporarily forget about what you are facing. Is this the faith? Our faith is a pretension. You kind of self-hypnosis about yourself, saying everything's going to be fine. And you keep repeating this, right? Repeating this, and became a positive force for you to go on. Is this the faith? Or is a faith, it's a last resort you go in to take. You throw all you as a bet. And kind of buying a lottery ticket, right, and wishing it's your time. Is it the faith that you think it is? According to the Bible, faith is a very important factor. Only with it, right, you can really please God. With it, you can approach God and really, right, get to know who He is and how will He award and reward the faith you have. So this is the faith we are talking about. So the question right now is that what kind of faith you have at this moment? What kind of faith you are like to have? We do know you have to have the peace with God in order to guard this salvation. It doesn't matter what kind of salvation we are talking about. Is it temporary? Is it transitional? Or is it a long effect inside your heart? So faith alone is very important. Is who is the object? But before getting to that, right, we'll like to get the terminology straight. Does saving faith and the belief and the trust make any difference to you? When we say believing God, trusting God, facing God, does these three terms make any difference to you? It should, but it should not. Because basically, right, they are all aiming for the same things. For saving, for get close to God. Belief sometimes is based on knowledge, especially spiritual knowledge, the Bible knowledge. And when you got them, right, when you digest them, when you rule on them, then they become part of your wisdom to deal with things. And only have that strong, solid understanding and comprehension, you can able really trust, raise in it. And in that way, right, you can get into commitment. And hopefully, you will rest. All your turmoil, right, of your up and down, all your struggling, right, become a resting peace. That doesn't mean storm is disappear. It's there, but you're just strong enough, right, to handle it, to conquer it, to be success in the storm of your life. So this is a faith we are talking about. And last week we talked about Happy Father's Day. Every father, right, or father-to-be, supposed to provide a foundation for the children to become successful. And all their life fighting, right, they are trying to earn the respect, or at least, right, they have the peace within. They're saying they really provide a true foundation for the children. And we raise this through the passage, talking about the spiritual faith of the father could provide. And we use a passage from the chapter 8, talking about a crowd crowding Jesus. And there's a synagogue leader, his name was Jairus, came and threw himself in front of Jesus and pleading, Jesus came to his house to heal her daughter, 12 years old, who was dying. Jesus agreed, based on his faith, and headed into his home. But unfortunately, right, because the crowd also need him, crushing him, pressing him, there's a delay. End of delay is not good at all. It's just too late. The daughter died. And thinking about all the things, right, the Jairus has been experiencing at that time, all the hope and disappointment, right, just met together, it just crumbling down. And at that time, Jesus said this really important verse. He said, don't be afraid. Just believe. And she will be healed. Don't be afraid. Only believe. And everything gonna be all right. At the time that all the hope already gone. And that's the supporting, sustaining faith coming from Jesus. And in the end, Jesus went along to his house, touched the girl, raised her up, and she back to life again. Which is a passage, right, recording in the Bible. And we use this, right, to illustrate, right, there are three elements very crucial in this spiritual faith. Number one, committing. Number two, sustaining. Number three, receiving. And today we're going to base on this, right, using the other incident happened along with Jairus' incident to also put more thinking into these three angles that can hopefully help us to understand more about this spiritual faith. So today's motive is, the theme is, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace. And if you have the Bible with you, please turn to the Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. And we're going to start in about the verse 42 all the way to the verse 49. Verse 42 to the verse 49. So if you could, please just read along with me. As Jesus was on his way, the crowd almost crushed him. And a woman was there who has been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of the cloth, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know what power that had gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she has been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." So this is a passage, right, we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about how important is this spiritual faith. And we're going to start in from three angles: committing, sustaining, and receiving. The same one, right? The same formula have been applied to the story of the spiritual faith of the Father. Same here, we're going to apply this, right? The spiritual faith of a woman. So let's start with committing. And the setting is the same. Interesting is that this is the only intertwined incident, two miracles, right, happen back to back within the same passage. There's a two incidents. One starting with talking about Jairus. He came and fell down in front of Jesus and pleading his case. And Jesus agreed. So they start walking toward Jairus' house. And this happened. And because there's a crowd, right, really want to see what's going on. And they are really pushing forward, right? Stopping all the way from all the angle. So Jesus, right, they are hard to move. But this lady, this woman, she's really waiting. She's nobody. She has a need. She has a problem. Really bothered her for the last 12 years. And this problem, right, really stopping her to enjoy her life. And it's such a burden, right? Sometimes it also stops his regular social communion. And also, he has the difficulty, right, to mingle into the religious world at that time. Because this bleeding issue, right, is really stopping all the normal life. But at that time, right, she still has a committing faith. Inside her heart, she got a burning need there, and she kind of doing this. She's nobody. She cannot get in front of Jesus. So she wait, and somehow there's a chance. She approached from behind. And funny thing is, right, she don't have the nerve to just to, like Jairus, right, to stand in front, publicly declare her need. Instead, she got a hidden faith. She think that as long as I can reach, touch the edge of the clock, the clothes, the coat, I'll be healed. And that's what she did. She find the opportunity. I don't know how hard it could be, but I can imagine. And he did it. And interesting is that Bible say immediately her problem stopped. So we say problem solved, right? As a matter of fact, it's keep going. And this is very interesting. And Jesus all of a sudden, right, just stopped and really raised his voice and say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around. All the people, right, just stung because they are crushing, right, and they are pushing, right? And sounds like it's not a good question. So everybody just frozen and deny and starting, no, not me. And it's also causing the confusion, right, about the Peter, the apostle. Apostle say, "Master, what do you mean? You can see all the people, right, all the way through. They are crowding and they are pressing against you, right? They definitely will be touched. What do you mean? Who touched you?" And Jesus continued. He won't let it go. He just says, "Someone touched me. I know. Because the power had gone out from me." So interesting, right? People touched. People crushing. People really, right, ran into Jesus from all angles. But one touch, this touch, right, withdrawn the power from Jesus. And Jesus, right, want to identify and want to let people know what's going on. And at that time, probably Jesus keeps saying and look at the woman. So eventually, the woman thinking, right, well, okay, I better show up because Master is really staring at me. But funny thing is, right, she showed up trembling. Trembling. Have you ever trembling before? Have you ever in any event, right, your heart just pumping up and all your spirit just rocking and you're trembling? You lost your control. Even your physical problem got healed, right? But spiritually, mentally, right, you are in trembling. And that's how she was. But somehow, she managed it, overcome the problem. She came, and she fell, right, on Jesus' feet. And that's a receiving mode coming in. So now, originally, right, she got faith. She committed herself a secret faith, right? But now, all of a sudden, right, Jesus pushed her up in front of everybody. Even she was not really in a good mood. She's really in trembling fear. What's going to happen? Because I got healed without the permission. I reached right from behind, and which I should not touch the master. With the problem I have religiously, it probably would defile the people. And with the problem I have, I should not even appear in the crowd. What would they do to me? But somehow, she admitted in public her problem, which is very private problem. Nobody gonna address it in public. No, but somehow, right, she was encouraged enough, right, to speak this problem, right, all over, all in front of people. And then she described the approach she took and how the result is. Instantly healed. And that come with this important passage we are talking about. Jesus somehow, right, elevate, award this kind of faith. He say, daughter, your faith, not your touch, physical touch. Through your physical touch, but it's your spiritual faith, right, that really healed you. So go in peace. So it's not only physically, right? Got fixed. Spiritually, mentally, also got fixed at the same time. So interesting is this. It doesn't matter what kind of faith you have. If you committed to Jesus, you witness for Jesus, you will receive the award from Jesus alone. Sometimes faith, right, is not a comparison. It's not a competition. It's not to say, oh, you got stronger faith, I have such a little faith. No, it doesn't work in this way. Look at this comparison. A woman, right? A highly prestigious synagogue ruler, a man, successful. One for her own problem, one for someone else, his daughter. They had need. They got a different kind of faith, but it's the same committing to Jesus. And the same, right, they are willing to witness, right? One originally hesitating, one is really go in public, but it doesn't matter which approach you do, as long as you are approaching to Jesus, as long as you are really commit yourself to that. And here comes the sustaining, right? One, the daughter, die, too late. One got healed, but still in secretly. But Jesus somehow, right, wanted sustaining, wanted to let your faith, right, become stronger. That's the divine coming, right, enforcing. It's not only God really values that committing faith. And in the end, right, they all got different way, right, receiving the reward from Jesus. So the key is, are you in need? Are you surrendering yourself? Or are you still grabbing on, right, using your own force, right, to go along? Try to find a way out all by your strength. Don't get me wrong. Put the effort in, right? And nothing wrong. It doesn't contradict with the spiritual faith, right? Put in God. In the Bible, it keeps talking about God is selecting people. The people who are willing to put the faith in Him and still also, right, go along with His life. Nothing wrong to put the effort in. As a matter of fact, we should be very, put all the effort in, and regardless what's going to happen. But inside of the life, sometime or most of the time, human effort is not sufficient. There are so many things, right, could happen. And there are so many problems, right, out of our hand. And sometimes we were in doubt. We're in desperate mode. We were in need. And we might have the people, right, surrounding us, helping us. And we might have a lot of people around us really teasing us, ridiculing us. But that doesn't should be a stopper. But we keep committing ourselves to Jesus Christ. No, it's not. Because all the Bible right now we are talking about there is about authority, sovereignty of the Jesus Christ. Who Jesus is, what kind of power He has, and how were you through the spiritual touch to enable to withdraw the power, right, and the sustaining to make the problem, right, go away. It's not easy, but it's also very easy. And this is a paradox. And it's all come is that do you fully count on yourself or are you willing to surrender in spiritual faith to Jesus Christ? And we see this difference. It really doesn't matter whether you are a girl, you are the woman, you are the boy, you are the young adult, or you are the old man like me. In the eye of God, we are all His children. He cares about us and He loving us. And really doesn't matter how successful you are. Maybe you are going to the Stanford or you are in the community college. It doesn't matter what company you work for, what status you have, or how prosperous you are. Maybe you own a house in Saratoga or you just rental, barely to pay the rent. It doesn't matter to Jesus. Because this spiritual faith, right, is really a gift from God to you, to His children. And it doesn't matter what kind of things you are run into. It's for you or for the people you love. You all have to come to Jesus. And only He can, based on this spiritual faith you have, through your commitment, and He can sustain it, and in the end can receive the awarding accordingly. So this is the two major passages we use. Number one for Jairus, God's sustaining is that don't be afraid, only believe, and your daughter will be safe. And for this woman, is that daughter, children of God, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. So when this, right, combined together, right, it's really illustrating, right, God wants this committing faith. So what kind of faith do you have? Last week, we give a witness from a brother, which is very close to me, who had a heart attack when he was holding the company meeting. And during on the way to the hospital in the ambulance, we say nothing he can do. And he say inside his heart, saying that, be merciful, God. Be merciful, God. And let me, based on this, continue the story. So when he arrived to the hospital, right, the case is intensified. And he just cannot breathe. And then the doctor showed up, physician examined that, and physician is kind of trying to relax him as well. So he say, Mister, look at me. So the brother opened his eyes, stare at the physician, and the doctor say, do you know you have a heart attack? And he say, yes. And then he asked a very interesting question. He say, do you want me to fix it? The brother was stunned. He said, what do you mean? I'm here. I'm in an emergency room. Why you are asking me, will you want me to fix it? So he said, yeah, sure, definitely. I want you to fix me. And then he stayed in the hospital, intensified unit for 3 days, 3 nights. And it was the Chinese New Year Eve. So basically, he stayed there, right, from the New Year Eve till the Chinese New Year Day. And he locked up all along in the room. So he had a lot of time, right, to really do the reflecting over time, to thinking about this is who he's going to come from now on. And it's the same thing, right? He keep asking that, do you want me to fix you? And that's a spiritual faith, the base, right? Who will be your savior? Who you committed yourself to? God can use any person. God can use any environment. God can use any obstacle to bolster your faith, to sustain your need, and to award in you accordingly. In the Bible, there are so many characters, right, showing that. Starting from the Abraham. He was nobody, called from an idol stage. And we can see all his life, right? His up and down, up and down, up and down. And talk about Isaac, which really nobody, but God with him because he's obedient and listened to God. And we talk about Jacob. All his life is scrapping, fighting, trying to get the things set up all for himself. But God with him, God chose him. God really prepares things for him. And talk about Joseph, got sold by his own brother, right? Become the slave. And God really be with him, raise him up, and fall into the jail again, and God raising him up again. Life have this storm, right? Keep going now. But when you get to your life, right? Don't say my problem, right? Is much, much bigger. Nothing. God say very clear, and my arm too short to handle all the problem. No. So all going this, right, coming down, wrapping up, is the spiritual faith you have. who you really put the trust into. And were you willing to commit it? And were you willing to let the God really come in his time to sustain it? Are you afraid? What are you afraid for? Remember the woman, even she got healed, right? When Jesus said, who touched me? She came trembling in fear, in awe. But as long as, right, remember, God truly loves us. God truly cares about us. And that's how we will rest in peace while all the things going on. And through this personal encounter, right, your committing faith will turn into a saving faith. And that's a faith, right, is very important. Committing, sustaining, and receiving. So we truly hope that when you have the problem, or when you're thinking you're in need, or you're thinking about someone else you love is really in need, you should approach Jesus, committing yourself, committing this problem into his hand. We do believe through these two examples, the spiritual face of a father, the spiritual face of a woman, we do know Jesus truly loves us and truly willing to extend the power, right, to make us whole. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful that you're calling us and make us become a believer. Make us become the precious children of yours. We do have the problem, and sometimes, right, we forget about who you are. We forget about that you care about us. We forget about that we are your lovely children. We all use the strength of ourselves, using all the intelligence, and apply it out, try to gain the advantage. But we forget about who is really in control, who is the controller of the whole universe, who is the one sending his God, his Son, the only Son, came to this world and died for our sin, so we can all save in his name's sake. So God, through this particular spiritual face as an illustration, let your fame really fade into our heart. Stir it up. Let us really can total surrender in the spiritual realm. Let our faith can really raise it up and we say, God, along on you is the truly trust we put. So help us, God. Help us really commit ourselves to you. Help to sustain our faith, the little faith we have. Help to turn us around. Let us really aim on you through the spiritual touch that we know all the problem is in your hand. We just wait and we also really be strong in you. So help us, God. May your name be glory. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.